Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Lucia, A Journey Through Time, Episode 1, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 1. The Dawn of St. Lucia. The waves rolled endlessly onto the pristine shores of a land untouched by time, their rhythm an eternal hymn to the beauty of St. Lucia. This island, a verdant jewel set adrift in the Caribbean Sea, was forged by the primal forces of fire and water. Volcanic eruptions had sculpted its towering peaks, while the ceaseless embrace of the ocean had carved its coves and beaches. St. Lucia was a place of contrasts, untamed wilderness and serene beauty, a place that would become a witness to the tides of human history. Long before the first human footsteps marked its soil, St. Lucia existed as a sanctuary for nature. The air was filled with the scent of wildflowers and the songs of birds whose plumage shimmered like jewels in the sunlight. Rivers meandered through dense forests, their waters crystal clear and teeming with life. The island's mountains, cloaked in green, rose like sentinels, watching over this paradise. It was a land waiting for its story to begin. The earliest chapter of St. Lucia's human history begins with the arrival of the Siboney. These enigmatic people were among the first to traverse the vast expanse of the Caribbean Sea, guided by the stars and the currents. Their canoes, carved from the trunks of mighty trees, carried them to the island's shores, where they established small settlements. The Siboney lived in harmony with their surroundings, their tools fashioned from stone and shell, their lives intertwined with the rhythms of nature. They left behind few traces of their existence, but their presence marked the beginning of humanity's relationship with St. Lucia. Following the Siboney came the Arawaks, a people of remarkable ingenuity and gentle spirit. They named the island Iowanaleo, the land of the iguanas, a name that reflected their deep connection to the natural world. The Arawaks were skilled agriculturalists, cultivating cassava, maize, and other crops in the island's fertile soil. Their villages were vibrant communities, where art and spirituality flourished. Petroglyphs etched into stone and vibrant paintings told stories of their beliefs and their bond with the land. The Arawaks saw St. Lucia not merely as a place to live, but as a gift to be cherished and preserved. But the harmony of the Arawaks' existence was not to last. From the east came the Caribs, fierce seafarers and warriors whose arrival heralded a new era of conflict and change. The Caribs were a formidable people, their war canoes swift and their spirits unyielding. They sought to dominate the islands of the Caribbean, and St. Lucia was no exception. The battles between the Caribs and the Arawaks were fierce, their outcomes shaping the cultural landscape of the island. Despite their conflicts, the two peoples influenced one another, creating a cultural tapestry that would leave an indelible mark on St. Lucia. As the centuries passed, the island's story continued to unfold, shaped by the interactions of its inhabitants and the forces of nature. The land itself seemed to hold its breath, as if sensing the approach of a new chapter. Far across the Atlantic Ocean, European explorers were setting sail, driven by dreams of discovery and conquest. The winds carried their ships toward the New World, and St. Lucia lay directly in their path. The arrival of the Europeans would mark a turning point in the island's history. The serene beauty of St. Lucia, its lush forests and tranquil beaches, would become the stage for centuries of struggle and transformation. Empires would rise and fall, and the lives of the island's people would be forever changed. Yet, even in the face of such upheaval, the spirit of St. Lucia would endure. As the sun set over the island, casting its golden light across the landscape, one could almost hear the whispers of the past carried on the wind. The dawn of St. Lucia was a time of beginnings, a time when the island's story was just beginning to be written. It was a story of resilience and beauty, of conflict and harmony, and it was a story that would continue to unfold for generations to come. This is where our journey begins, with the land itself, a cradle of life and mystery, and with the people who first called it home. The history of St. Lucia is not merely a chronicle of events, but a testament to the enduring spirit of an island and its people. As we delve deeper into this history, we will uncover the forces that shaped it, the struggles that defined it, and the legacy it leaves for those who call it home. Chapter 2: The Conqueror's Shadow Over St. Lucia. The winds of change came from the east, carrying with them ships unlike anything the inhabitants of St. Lucia had ever seen. Great wooden vessels, their sails billowing like the wings of seaborne giants, crested the horizon and announced the arrival of a new era. To the Arawaks and Caribs who watched these strangers disembark, they were not just men but harbingers of a world they could scarcely imagine. The arrival of Europeans on the shores of St. Lucia would ignite a chain of events that would forever alter the island's fate. It began with the Spanish, whose thirst for conquest and wealth drove their relentless expeditions across the Caribbean. In 1499, a Spanish expedition first charted the waters around St. Lucia. To the Spanish, this island was another stepping stone in their pursuit of gold and glory, a gem in an archipelago of untapped resources. Yet, St. Lucia's rugged terrain and fierce Carib resistance made it a challenge they were not immediately prepared to conquer. The Caribs, with their mastery of the seas and intimate knowledge of the land, fought valiantly against these foreign invaders. For a time, St. Lucia remained unclaimed, a defiant outpost of native resilience. But the respite was brief. The French and the English, rivals in the great game of empire, turned their eyes toward the Caribbean. To them, St. Lucia was a strategic prize, a gateway to trade routes, and a source of valuable resources. In 1605, a group of English settlers attempted to establish a colony on the island. They called it Olive Blossom, a name that belied the hardships they faced. Disease, hunger, and relentless Carib attacks decimated their numbers, and within months, the settlement was abandoned. The English failure only emboldened the Caribs, who saw themselves as the rightful stewards of the land. The French, too, sought to claim St. Lucia. In 1635, they sent an expedition led by Pierre Belin d'Esnambuc, who sought to establish a foothold on the island. The French encountered the same challenges as the English: a hostile environment, unfamiliar diseases, and the indomitable resistance of the Caribs. Yet, unlike their English counterparts, the French were persistent. Over the decades that followed, they forged fragile alliances with some Carib groups while waging war against others. The island became a battleground, its lush forests and tranquil beaches transformed into sites of bloody conflict. By the late 17th century, the rivalry between the French and the English for control of St. Lucia had intensified. The island changed hands repeatedly, a pawn in the broader struggle for dominance in the Caribbean. Each new wave of settlers brought with them their own visions for the island, visions that often clashed violently with the realities of life on St. Lucia. Plantations were established, their fields of sugarcane and tobacco cultivated through the labor of enslaved Africans. The island's landscape began to change, its forests cleared to make way for crops that would fuel the wealth of empires. The arrival of enslaved Africans marked a dark chapter in St. Lucia's history. Torn from their homelands, these men and women were brought to the island in chains, their lives reduced to servitude. Yet, even in the face of unimaginable suffering, they resisted. Their songs, their stories, and their faith became acts of defiance, threads of humanity woven into the fabric of oppression. The enslaved Africans brought with them traditions that would shape the culture of St. Lucia, blending with the influences of the Arawaks, Caribs, and Europeans to create something wholly unique. As the 18th century dawned, St. Lucia had become a microcosm of the Caribbean's tumultuous history. The French and the English continued their struggle for control, their battles spilling blood onto the island's soil. Treaties were signed and broken, alliances forged and betrayed. For the people of St. Lucia, this period was one of uncertainty and upheaval. Yet through it all, the island's spirit endured. By the time the Treaty of Paris was signed in 1814, St. Lucia had changed hands 14 times. The treaty declared the island a British possession, ending the centuries-long struggle for control. But the legacy of this tumultuous history remained etched into the land and its people. The plantations continued to dominate the economy, and the scars of slavery were deeply felt. Yet, even under British rule, the people of St. Lucia began to assert their identity, drawing strength from their diverse heritage. St. Lucia's history is not merely a tale of conquest and colonization. It is a story of resilience, of a land and its people enduring in the face of unimaginable challenges. The conquerors cast long shadows, but they could not extinguish the light of St. Lucia's spirit. This chapter of the island's history is a testament to the strength of its people and the enduring beauty of its land. As we turn the page to explore the next chapter of St. Lucia's story, we carry with us the lessons of its past. The courage of the Caribs, the resilience of the enslaved, and the indomitable spirit of a people who refused to be broken. The shadows of the conquerors may linger, but they are no match for the light that continues to shine from St. Lucia. Chapter 3: The Roots of Resilience, Culture and Identity in St. Lucia. Beneath the surface of St. Lucia's turbulent history lies a deeper story, one of cultural survival, transformation, and the forging of an identity as vibrant and resilient as the island itself. From the ancient traditions of the Arawaks and Caribs to the cultural imprints of the enslaved Africans and European settlers, St. Lucia became a crucible where diverse influences intertwined, shaping a unique and enduring spirit. The indigenous peoples of St. Lucia, the Arawaks and Caribs, left a legacy that echoes through time. The Arawaks, with their peaceful agrarian lifestyles, cultivated crops such as cassava, sweet potatoes, and maize, which would become staples for generations. They created intricate pottery and tools, their artistry reflecting their spiritual connection to the land. The Caribs, fierce and resourceful, added their own indelible mark with their mastery of the sea, their canoes carving paths through the waves that surrounded the island. Even as they clashed with European settlers, the indigenous peoples laid the foundation for a cultural identity rooted in respect for the natural world and resilience in the face of adversity. The arrival of Europeans in St. Lucia brought new cultural dynamics. The French and the English, in their protracted struggle for control, introduced their languages, religions, and customs. The French influence, in particular, left a lasting imprint on the island. Catholicism became a dominant force, its cathedrals and rituals intertwining with local beliefs. The French language, though challenged by English during later periods of British rule, persisted in the form of a Creole tongue that became a symbol of identity and resistance. Creole, born from the blending of European languages and African dialects, was not just a means of communication, but a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of the people of St. Lucia. The most profound cultural influence, however, came from the enslaved Africans who were forcibly brought to St. Lucia to labor on its plantations. Torn from their homelands and subjected to unimaginable suffering, these men and women carried with them their traditions, beliefs, and ways of life. Despite the brutality of slavery, they forged a vibrant cultural heritage that would come to define St. Lucia. Their music, rhythms pulsing with the heartbeat of Africa, became a source of solace and strength. Their stories, passed down through generations, preserved the wisdom and resilience of their ancestors. Their spiritual practices, blending African traditions with Christianity, created a unique and enduring faith. The culture of St. Lucia is a mosaic, each piece telling a story of survival and transformation. The island's festivals, such as La Rose and La Marguerite, reflect its rich heritage, celebrating the rival flower societies that symbolize unity amidst diversity. Music and dance, from the soulful strains of folk songs to the infectious rhythms of calypso and soca, are expressions of joy and resistance, of memory and hope. The arts, from vibrant paintings to intricate crafts, capture the essence of an island that has weathered the storms of history and emerged with its spirit intact. Education became a cornerstone of cultural resilience in St. Lucia. During the colonial period, access to education was limited and often shaped by the agendas of the ruling powers. Yet, the people of St. Lucia recognized the power of knowledge as a tool for liberation and progress. Community efforts to establish schools and preserve local traditions ensured that future generations would carry forward the island's legacy. The fight for education was not merely a fight for literacy, but a fight for identity, a fight to ensure that the voices of St. Lucia's people would be heard. The struggle for cultural identity was closely tied to the broader struggle for political and economic independence. The plantation economy, built on the backs of enslaved laborers, created deep social and economic inequalities. Yet, even within this oppressive system, the people of St. Lucia found ways to assert their agency. The Maroons, escaped slaves who established independent communities in the island's mountainous interior, became symbols of resistance and freedom. Their defiance inspired others, planting the seeds of a movement that would eventually lead to the abolition of slavery and the quest for self-determination. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point, but it was not the end of the struggle. The freedmen of St. Lucia faced new challenges as they sought to build lives of dignity and independence. Land ownership became a central issue, as former slaves sought to reclaim the land that had been denied to them for generations. Small farming communities emerged, their members working together to cultivate the fertile soil and create a sustainable way of life. These communities became the backbone of St. Lucia's economy and a testament to the resilience of its people. The cultural evolution of St. Lucia continued into the 20th century, shaped by global events and local movements. The island's participation in the World Wars, its struggles for labor rights, and its eventual march toward independence all left their mark on its cultural landscape. Political leaders, artists, and educators emerged as champions of St. Lucia's identity, ensuring that its voice would be heard on the world stage. As we reflect on this chapter of St. Lucia's history, we see a story not just of survival, but of triumph. The people of St. Lucia have taken the fragments of their history, the legacies of the Arawaks and Caribs, the influences of the French and English, the traditions of Africa, and woven them into a tapestry of resilience and creativity. Their culture is a celebration of life, a testament to the power of community and the enduring spirit of an island that has faced every challenge with courage and grace. St. Lucia's roots run deep, nourished by the struggles and dreams of its people. As we delve deeper into the island's history, we carry with us the lessons of its culture. That identity is not static but dynamic, shaped by the interplay of forces both internal and external. The story of St. Lucia is a story of becoming, of finding strength in diversity and unity in adversity. And it is a story that continues to unfold as the people of St. Lucia look to the future with hope and determination, drawing on the rich heritage of their past to build a brighter tomorrow. Chapter 4: The Economic Transformation of St. Lucia. The story of St. Lucia's economic history is one of extraordinary transformation. From the early barter systems of its indigenous peoples to the plantation economy of colonial rule and the rise of modern industries, each phase in this journey has left its mark on the island's landscape and its people. This chapter delves into the forces that shaped the economic identity of St. Lucia, a journey marked by exploitation, resilience, and the relentless pursuit of independence. The economy of the first peoples. The Arawaks and Caribs, St. Lucia's first inhabitants, relied on an economy that was deeply intertwined with the natural world. The Arawaks were skilled agriculturalists who cultivated cassava, maize, and other crops. They supplemented their diet with fishing and hunting, living in harmony with the island's ecosystems. The Caribs, in contrast, were more reliant on maritime trade, using their swift canoes to exchange goods with neighboring islands. Their economy was less about accumulation and more about sustenance, community, and the cycles of nature. The plantation economy, foundations of exploitation. The arrival of Europeans transformed St. Lucia's economy into one driven by the plantation system. The fertile soils of the island were ideal for the cultivation of sugarcane, which became the cornerstone of the colonial economy. The plantation system was built on the labor of enslaved Africans, who toiled under brutal conditions to produce the sugar that fueled European wealth. By the 18th century, sugar plantations dominated the island's landscape, and St. Lucia became a crucial player in the transatlantic trade. The plantation economy brought profound social and economic inequalities. The wealth generated by sugar exports was concentrated in the hands of a few European elites, while the majority of the population lived in poverty. The enslaved Africans, who formed the backbone of the economy, resisted their oppression in countless ways, from acts of sabotage to outright rebellion. Their struggle for freedom and dignity was an enduring theme in the island's history. The post-abolition economy, struggles and resilience. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point in St. Lucia's economic history, but it did not bring immediate relief to the formerly enslaved. Many were forced to continue working on plantations under exploitative conditions, while others sought to establish independent farming communities. Land ownership became a central issue, as former slaves sought to reclaim the land that had been denied to them. Small-scale agriculture emerged as a vital part of the economy, with farmers cultivating crops such as bananas, cocoa, and coconuts. The banana industry, in particular, became a significant economic force in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Bananas were easier to cultivate and transport than sugarcane, and they provided small farmers with a means of economic independence. However, the industry was not without challenges. Global market fluctuations, natural disasters, and the dominance of foreign companies often left farmers vulnerable. Despite these challenges, the banana industry became a symbol of resilience and adaptation for the people of St. Lucia. The rise of tourism and modernization. By the mid-20th century, St. Lucia's economy began to diversify, with tourism emerging as a key sector. The island's natural beauty, with its pristine beaches, lush rainforests, and iconic pitons, attracted visitors from around the world. Tourism brought new opportunities for employment and investment, transforming the economy and creating a more service-oriented society. However, the rise of tourism also brought new challenges. The industry's reliance on foreign investment often led to economic dependency, and the benefits of tourism were not always evenly distributed. Environmental concerns also became increasingly prominent, as the expansion of hotels and resorts threatened the island's fragile ecosystems. Balancing economic growth with sustainability became a critical issue for policymakers and communities alike. The push for economic independence. St. Lucia's journey toward economic independence has been marked by a determination to reclaim control over its resources and define its own future. Efforts to promote local industries, such as agro-processing and creative industries, have sought to diversify the economy and reduce reliance on external markets. The government has invested in education and infrastructure, recognizing that human capital is the foundation of long-term economic growth. The island's participation in regional and international organizations, such as the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, and the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, has also played a crucial role in its economic development. These alliances have provided opportunities for trade, investment, and collaboration, helping St. Lucia navigate the challenges of globalization. The digital economy and future prospects. In recent years, St. Lucia has begun to embrace the digital economy, exploring opportunities in technology, e-commerce, and innovation. The rise of remote work and digital platforms has created new possibilities for economic growth, particularly for the island's younger generation. Initiatives to improve internet connectivity and digital literacy have become priorities, as St. Lucia seeks to position itself as a hub for innovation in the Caribbean. A legacy of resilience. The economic history of St. Lucia is a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of its people. From the subsistence economies of the Arawaks and Caribs to the plantation system, the rise of tourism, and the digital age, the island has continually adapted to the forces of change. Each phase in this journey has been shaped by the struggles and triumphs of those who call St. Lucia home. As we explore the next chapters of St. Lucia's history, we carry with us the lessons of its economic transformation. That progress is not linear, that resilience is born from adversity, and that the pursuit of independence is a never-ending journey. The story of St. Lucia's economy is not just about numbers and markets, it is about people, their dreams, their struggles, and their determination to build a better future for generations to come.